live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Like so many charities, Arthur Rank Hospice Charity is facing challenges at the moment, and I am really pleased to welcome Donna Talbot from Arthur Rank on the line this afternoon. Good afternoon, Donna.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Lovely to hear from you. Now, you must be in a really interesting and, you know, I hate to use the word, but unprecedented times at the moment. And obviously your fundraising must be very tricky. Could you let us know some of the challenges you've got at the moment and, you know, the shortfall and how we can maybe look at ways of helping?
Sure, it is a really, really difficult time for everybody in the country at the moment. For us as a charity, obviously we are there delivering care to people at the end of life, both at the hospice but also across the county. And that doesn't stop because of the situation that we're in. In fact, it puts greater pressure on us in relation to that. But we're absolutely thrilled that the community have got behind us and are showing such wonderful support, as they always do. We're forecasting over the next 6 months a loss of about 700,000 into our charity. And as you can imagine, that equates to a huge amount of care. We're very fortunate that the government have been very generous and they have contributed 200 million to hospices across the UK. With over 200 hospices in the UK, though, we're aware that that won't meet the full loss that we are going to bear. So we've reached out to our community, and as always, our community have been fabulous. And our staff have been amazing. Our colleagues have done a tremendous job of adapting the things that we do to try and mitigate this financial loss that we are going to see.
So can you give me any examples? I know one of the ones that you've been doing recently is the 2.6 challenge, which seems to have swept the country, which is great. I think it was basically aimed at the day of the marathon, would being 26 miles, and so many people would be running that for charity that they thought, well, why not see if anyone could do anything related to the 2.6 or 26 or whatever. And I know that you put a shout out for that. Have you heard any good feedback on that one?
We've had tremendous feedback on that, and I'm delighted again that the fundraising team themselves got really heavily involved. So a number of those took on their own challenges and asked the community and their friends and family for their support. And together they've raised over £6,500 at the moment. So that total is still growing. But we had one colleague, Carla, did an amazing cycle. She cycled 260 kilometres over a period of days, starting at 2:06 in the morning. We had colleagues that did 26 paintings. Their children did 26 paintings, and they asked family members to donate in support of that. We had one colleague that said they would sit still for 26 minutes, and that colleague found that extremely difficult, but again, a challenge for them. So we've had lots and lots of wonderful support. People have been so creative. And that's also continuing now. We are doing virtual quizzes. I know they've been the talk of the moment, really. And we've found wonderful support from that. So we're doing those on a Monday evening at the moment. We've got a target of £1,000 to raise in a month with that. And we were about £700. So we were delighted at how well that had gone at the beginning of the last session that we hosted.
So if people want to get involved in a virtual quiz, because I think everybody loves a quiz, and I know we've been doing lots of quizzes just with friends, but now you've mentioned it, a virtual quiz that to raise money sounds like a great idea. How would people get in touch with that one?
Sure, they can go to our website. So we're just arhc.org.uk/eventsdiary.asp. So they can go there and all of our events are listed there. But I'd also encourage people to follow us on social media, because as we know, things are fast changing at the moment. And social media is proving a really good way for us to update the community about all the exciting things that we've got going on. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So I'd encourage you to find us on those too.
That's brilliant. I know that the 2.6 challenge, that sparked me off. I saw your talk about it, and I did 2.6 miles running, which for me is quite a challenge.
Oh, well done. Thank you.
And thought, right, what do I donate to? I donate to my local charities, because, you know, we all need to sort of, I know we're global, but we also need to think local as well. So tell me a little bit more, though, about the exciting news I got this week about the, a virtual version of your Starshine Walk, which is another thing I know I've been involved with and talked to you about in the past. So how's that going to work?
Yeah, you've been a loyal supporter like many of our many people in our community. And obviously Starshine is there to remember those loved ones we've lost in this current year, but also in the years previous. And we find a lot of groups get together to do that as families or as work colleagues. And that in memory part, we recognise as still being really, really important, even in the circumstances we find ourselves in. That desire to remember loved ones does not go away. If anything, it becomes more poignant. So the team have been brilliant in trying to think creatively around how can we still make the event happen? How can we still raise those vital funds with our community in these very difficult circumstances? They've come up with a virtual alternative, and what they're asking people to do is between the 23rd of May and the 6th of June is accumulate 20,000 steps. They can do it over that time period. They can do it in one burst, or they could do it in smaller, leisurely strolls. But we know that many of our people are very competitive. We know that from seeing them at Starshine Night Walk. So we have no doubt that people will be setting themselves their own challenge and their own goals between them, family and friends.
So the 20,000 steps is sort of would be the equivalent of 10 miles. Is that right?
That's right. So traditionally, yeah, we have two routes, a 6.5 mile route and a 10 mile route. But this year, because we're changing it slightly, we thought we'll encourage everybody up to that bigger distance and see if people will join us on this challenge.
But you said it's an accumulation, so people could do, so it's 20,000, you could even do sort of 2,000 a day for 10 days or something. You know, you can do it at your own pace, or like you say, be very competitive and see how fast you could do 20,000 steps in, I guess.
Yes, indeed, that's exactly it. People can do it at their own pace and enjoy it with friends, family, as they wish on their own. But we'd love people to share what they're planning to do with us. We're using the hashtag of hashtag Starshine Walk 20. And we'd love to hear people, what they're planning, what they're going to dress up in, and how they're intending to complete it. All of that information would be really, really great for us to see in advance. And we hope on the occasion of them doing it, they will share some photos with us too.
That sounds brilliant. So it's from the 23rd of May to the 6th of June. So they've got plenty of time to get prepared for that and start sharing as well. And then hopefully they'll get people to sponsor them to do this and then donate the money to your charity.
Yes, that's what we really hope. Donations and sponsorship would be greatly appreciated. And I would like to also highlight the importance of our sponsor. So we have a headline sponsor, which is Cambridgeshire Care Home. And they have been absolutely phenomenal and so supportive of us having to reshape the event in the way that we have. So we'd like to put a big shout out to them and say thank you, because we know a lot of their staff and also families of the residents that live with them are taking part. So we're absolutely thrilled. Our sponsor is really helping us lead the way with this really exciting opportunity.
Well, that sounds brilliant. And also, looking on the positive side, there's lots of people that can take in part in this challenge that maybe wouldn't feel that they've been able to do it all in one night. So in some ways, you know, breaking up might be a great way for lots of other people who struggle with the bigger distances can get involved as well.
Indeed, you're quite right. It can be shaped to fit what people wish to do, and any attempt at it we would be greatly appreciative of. Even if you don't complete it, it is not the end of the world. We will be having a celebration event at a later date, and we do hope to be able to award medals to the winners of that as well. So it would be lovely to recognise that at a later date, but we appreciate at this moment we need to all do it with the spatial distancing that we're being asked to do.
Yeah, so you could even do it going round up and down your stairs or go round your living room and over those few days, couldn't you, while watching the telly or something?
Indeed, and I'm delighted again that our colleagues at the hospice, the clinical teams, are getting behind this as well. So they are going to be clocking up the steps that they do around the hospice in a team initiative between themselves. So yeah, they're really excited about it and looking forward to seeing who can do the most steps in the shift they work.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I bet you they clock up a lot of steps anyway without realising it. So they'll do it very quickly, I imagine. Now, you'd mentioned the party or celebration in the future when we're allowed to sort of get more together. And I did have a question from somebody, because I did mention the legendary bacon rolls at Shelford. And someone did say, are they going to be virtual bacon rolls? But I believe there will be bacon rolls available at the party whenever we can have that. Is that right?
We'd love to continue all of the things that would traditionally happen. So yeah, we'll be exploring how we make that celebration evening really, really exciting. The hot chocolate and bacon rolls that people return to are very, very much loved. So I'm sure that we'll have either that or some really good alternatives available to those that do get involved with us.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm starting to get my thinking cap on of the way I'm going to do that challenge, but I'll be definitely doing it. And I say, I mentioned on Twitter, but I will say out loud here that I will also contact our Mill Road WI and see if I can get some of the ladies there to do it, because I know they've really enjoyed doing that in the past. So, yeah, we'll do that.
That would be absolutely wonderful. Whether you have taken part in Starshine before or whether you're exploring it for the first time, come and find out more. We'd love to encourage you to visit the website, which is starshinenightwalk.co.uk, or visit our Facebook page, and all the details are there. But obviously, we're still available on the phones. If anybody's got any questions, give us a call on our main number, which is 01223 675 888, and we'll be delighted to help.
Thank you. That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Donna, and good luck with that. I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.